Welcome to The Romantic Side of Suspense with Sarah Hemmerker. In each episode, she'll talk with your favorite romantic suspense authors. They will take you behind the scenes of the writing process, giving excerpts from their writing, and share stories about their writing life.
Hello, and welcome to The Romantic Side of Suspense. I'm your host, Sarah Hemmerker, and I'm so glad you joined me. This episode, you're going to hear about this month's new releases in Christian romantic suspense. I hope you will enjoy hearing from your favorite romantic suspense authors as they talk about the background of their latest books. Hi, and before we get into some other authors for this month's quick takes, I wanted to share a bit about my romantic suspense, Justice Delay, which is releasing in May as well. I'm going to start with why I picked my heroine's name. Her name is Melinda Harmon, and she grew up in the Appalachian Mountains of Virginia. Her first and last names were some that I found in lists of Appalachian families. I wanted to give her an unusual name and one that had its roots in the Appalachian Mountain family, since that's where she was from. Now, for my hero, Brogan Gilmore, who is an investigative reporter, his greatest fear is the fear of failure. He cut corners to jumpstart his investigative career years ago, and he's been clawing his way back to that career ever since. But he's been given a second chance at a small newspaper in Fairfax, Virginia. He doesn't want to blow it, so he's extra cautious. He has that fear that he's dealing with. Who or what does my villain love the most? Family. Protecting their family is what drives this individual the most, and that's all I can say without giving anything away. If I have it set in a real place, what is one thing I changed about the setting? Justice Delay is set in the Northern Virginia area where I live, right outside of Washington, D.C. I like to use real locations, so if you're a native of Northern Virginia, if you visited here frequently, you might recognize some of the locations that I use, like roads or some stores or restaurants. But I did add some houses. I did play a little bit with the geography and locations of some things to benefit the story. What is the underlying positive message of this story? I love, as Christian authors, that we can add that to it. And for Justice Delayed, the book one in my Seeking Justice series is forgiveness and hope. I wanted to tell this story because I believe we all need more of these two key themes. Hope that tomorrow can be a better day and that our past actions don't define who we are. And forgiveness, even when the person who has wronged us doesn't ask for it. I think those are, forgiveness and hope are two themes that really can resonate with us. And I'm going to close my time with you before we get to some other authors with my book's tagline. After serving her time, a convicted murderer tries to clear her name with the help of a washed-up investigative reporter. I hope that you will enjoy reading Justice Delayed. And now, let's talk to some other authors about their May releases.
Next up is Shelley Shepherd Gray, and she's going to talk about her new romantic suspense, Unforgiven. So welcome to my show, Shelley.
Oh, hi, Sarah. Thank you so much for having me.
So how does your heroine feel about love at the start of Unforgiven?
You know, my heroine, Tabitha, has pretty much given up on love. That would be the quick answer to that. She is a survivor from an abused marriage, and so she doesn't feel like love is really in the cards for her ever again. She is just determined to just live her life alone when the novel begins.
Okay. Well, I have a feeling the hero may or may not change her mind on that. I wonder.
I wonder. One hopes.
Yeah, one has hope for that. So let's talk about your hero and what is his greatest fear in this story?
You know, both of my characters just have some really dark past, and my hero, his name is Seth Zimmerman, and he is former Amish, and one of the reasons he's former Amish is because he killed a man and he was in prison. So his greatest fear is that the community and everyone who, his family, his friends, his acquaintances, well, everyone will judge him for the worst moment in his life instead of seeing everything that he has done since then and before that this accidental death that he's responsible for happened.
Ah, okay. That's definitely setting up for some great tension in your book, which brings us to the villain who creates their own tension. Why did you decide to make this person the villain? And feel free to not give away, you know, who it is if you can, if you want to.
Right. Okay. Well, you know, on this instance for this book, it is kind of an obvious villain. My heroine Tabitha, she finds out fairly soon, after the book opens, that her husband, who she divorced, had been in prison for another altercation, but an assault, but he has been set free due to a technicality. So the reader knows right away, if he's out, then something's going to happen. And you know, he's a bad person, so it was a very natural to want him to be the villain. Now that as I worked on the story, it was just like, well, when I wonder when he's going to show up. And so for me as a writer and as the reader, everyone's just kind of waiting to see what happens then.
Yeah. No, I love that. Sometimes even if we kind of know who it is, just that, again, that added tension of what's he going to do? How is he, what's going to happen? So, but let's talk about the story setting. Why did you pick this particular setting for Unforgiven?
You know, this novel, Unforgiven, is the first in a three-book series, and all three books will take place in a real spot in southwestern Kentucky called Crittenden County. And the reason I picked it is for a number of reasons, but maybe the most important one for Unforgiven is just that it's such a different setting to base either an Amish romance or suspense, just any kind of book. There's a Kentucky, like it has the holler down there. There's woods. It's desolate. All the street signs are made out of old plywood painted white and handwritten signs for the street names. It's just very different than maybe what some people might imagine as a very organized and clean and neat Amish community. So it made a great place to set a novel.
Yeah, no, it definitely sounds intriguing. So let's switch to talking about what is the underlying positive message of this story.
Well, the novel's called Unforgiven, and so as a listener might imagine, there the overriding theme has a lot to do with about forgiveness and the concept of not forgiving someone or oneself. But on the flip side of that is God's grace and the meaning that as Christians we all know we're going to be forgiven, and so that is the underlying positive message, and also hope. It seems like they go hand in hand, and all the characters. There's four plot lines that go through this novel, and each one is struggling with a variety of concepts, but leaning on hope and God's grace.
Yeah, I love that. Well, we are almost out of our time together today, Shelley. Can you leave us with what's one thing you want readers to know about Unforgiven?
That even though it all sounds kind of dark, it really has a positive message, and it's terribly romantic, which I just love. So I hope readers will hold that close to their heart when they're thinking about this book.
Okay, well, thank you so much for sharing today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. It was really fun talking about Unforgiven.
My next guest is Danielle Grandinetti, and she's going to talk about her newest romantic suspense, Sheltered by the Doctor. So welcome back to my show, Danielle.
Thanks so much.
All right, so let's get started with the heroine. What did she want to be in Sheltered by the Doctor when she grew up, and did she become that person?
So I loved this question because it so much wraps up my heroine's story in Sheltered by the Doctor. We meet her way back in book one. This is book five. And she has this dream of being more than a waitress. And in Sheltered by the Doctor, circumstances come up that her job is in jeopardy, and what she has a chance to either be more or not, or maybe lose everything all at once.
Oh, yeah, that is exciting. I always love it when you can talk about people, give them their, when a series and give them their due here. So
this story is very much that.
Good. So let's talk about your hero. What holds him back from finding love in this story?
So the reason, the hero has been in one or two of the past stories as well. He is an Italian immigrant, and he was a doctor in New York City, but now he's here in a little Wisconsin town, and the reason he left New York City is one of the big reasons why he doesn't believe he's worthy to have someone in his life, let alone a very beautiful woman who is as cheery and happy as Mindy.
And let's talk about the villain. I love our villains sometimes. But why this particular person? Yeah, sometimes we love to hate them. Sometimes we just kind of like them. We feel sorry for them. Or maybe we're just mad at them. Fight it. But
so,
why?
Again.
Yeah. Why did
this
make
villain?
This particular villain.
This villain has also been in stories. And he and my hero heroine have had a run-in way back in the first book. So whether he is the ultimate villain in the story or not, he is a villain in the story and definitely her nemesis.
Okay.
And so to give a chance for her to finally put him, he is who she needs shelter from. So.
Okay. And what about the setting? How do you feel that moves the story forward?
So this was a really fun, came out of research. The summer of 1931, Eastern Wisconsin experienced a heat wave. And I went back through all the, so I'm a weather nerd. And
okay.
I went back through all the historical data. And from what I could tell from, like, you know, the National Weather Service, NOAA, you know, all the, they've tracked data since the late 1800s. Since they began tracking, the temperature had never gotten over 100 degrees until that year. And the story takes place over the heat wave of the hottest day of that particular year, which, from what I could tell research-wise, was also the hottest day it had ever been in that particular area of Wisconsin. So...
Oh,
really cool.
Well, it's fun. Yeah, I like it sometimes when you can weave in that interesting bit of knowledge or history into our books.
And
gives it that authentic feel.
Yes. And since my hero is a doctor, pairing a heat wave and all the medical issues that arise, you know, when they're not prepared, provided the perfect setting backstory.
Yeah, sounds like it. So why this particular story? What made you want to write this one?
So, again, back to the first book in this story. My heroine, Mindy, I knew she needed a story. I knew she needed a happily ever after. She's everybody's friend. And you know how, when you're everybody's friend, but you never get your happily ever after?
Mm-hmm.
Story after story, I couldn't find her hero. And then all of a sudden, this Italian doctor walks onto the scene, and I'm like, here he is. And so I have been really excited to tell this story because it's been like four books in the making.
Good. Well, I'm glad that she finally gets her happily ever after. Thank you for helping her out that way. So, we're going to close our short time together now with what is your book's tagline?
My book's tagline, I just realized I did not have it pulled up. I will do a form of summary of it. It was all prepared, and then it. But the three main points of this particular story is that whether a fake relationship will keep her safe, but it might break their hearts.
Ah, I love that. That's great. Well, thank you for sharing about Sheltered by the Doctor, Danielle.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks so much for having me.
I'm delighted, as always, to talk with another Sarah, this time Sarah Davison, about her new book, Every Bird That Falls. So, welcome to my show, Sarah.
Thanks, Sarah. Happy to be here.
So, we're going to dive right in and get started with the heroine. How does she feel about love at the beginning of Every Bird That Falls?
Okay, so there's two answers to this because it's a dual timeline novel. So one of the timelines is 8 years earlier. It's the same characters. So 8 years earlier, she's just been broken up with by her boyfriend, and she's absolutely heartbroken and devastated. But she's really tough. She's been in the foster system and after her parents died, and so she knows how to take care of herself. So she's very independent, and she's determined that she's just going to forge on alone, and she doesn't need anybody else. In the present day timeline, she's even tougher. She's been on her own. She's believed for 8 years that she that everyone in her life had turned against her, and so she's determined that she's just going to be on her own, and she doesn't need anybody else in her life. So she's not at all open to having anyone, any love in her life.
Ah, well, I sense things might change. Romantic suspense. Doo-doo.
If you're anything
Yeah.
away.
Right. So, let's go about your hero, and something's holding him back from finding love. What is that?
Yeah, so her ex-boyfriend Tag was the one who broke up with her, and he was heartbroken too. He didn't want to do that, but he was a really angry teen after watching his parents or witnessing his parents being murdered, and so he broke up with her because he was afraid that he would hurt her. So he has wrestled with guilt ever since because shortly after he broke up with her, Jay and her two foster sisters ran away from home and they've been missing for 8 years. And he feels responsible for that because if he had broken up with her, she would have come to him instead. So he's dealing with all this guilt and also kind of obsessed with finding these three girls and has absolutely no interest in getting involved with anybody else.
Ah, yes, that's gonna set you back a little bit, but
So that would
I
do
have
it,
faith
yeah.
in him. Things are gonna turn out
Okay,
okay. So, let's switch to the villain of your story. Who or what does your villain love the most?
so my villain loved his daughter fiercely, but she was killed in a drive-by shooting. But he comes across Jay and he takes her in and adopts her, and he shifts that love to her. So he loves her deeply, but what he loves more than anything is loyalty. So Jay knows that. She knows that as much as he loves her, that if she turns against him, that her life will be in danger because that's the most important thing to him.
Wow. Okay, so let's talk about the setting. How does it move the story forward?
So all my books are set in Canada. This one, the characters are from Toronto, but most of the story actually takes place in a remote cabin north of Toronto. And Jay and Tag get trapped there in an ice storm. So it's a forced proximity story. So the cabin represents one of the few good childhood memories of hers. So it kind of sheds light on her past, for one thing. But the fact that they are stuck here after 8 years of being apart with all this emotional baggage between them, just forces them to have to deal with it, which moves the story forward quite quickly.
Yeah, definitely. That will, when you're with someone, and you can't leave. Sometimes you
yeah,
just have to talk.
You kind of have to. You have to talk. That's right. Yeah.
So
you
let's
do.
Talk about the underlying positive message of Every Bird That Falls.
Okay, so the message that it sort of runs through every story that I write is that that the characters and hopefully the readers will feel this, that they're never alone. So whatever they're going through, whatever they may have done, whatever may have been done to them, God is with them and loves them and sees them and has promised to never leave them. So that theme is really prevalent, particularly in this series, because the characters go through so much. So it's always my hope and prayer that readers will see that and that that's what they'll be left with at the end.
Ah, I love that. Well, we're going to close our short time together, Sarah, with what is your book's tagline?
Yeah, that's a good question. The first one I had was when he finally manages to track her down, he may just shoot her and ask questions later. That would make them even. And that captures events in the story, but it was a little wordy. And so the one that I ended up with was lies have kept them apart for 8 years. Now the truth could destroy them completely, which also captures the story and worked well.
Yeah,
better.
I like that. Very nice. Well, thank you for sharing about Every Bird That Falls.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to The Romantic Side of Suspense with Sarah Hammerker. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review. You can sign up to receive notifications of upcoming podcasts and listen to previous editions at sarahhammerkerfiction.com.